Ervin Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 10:11. And now again, we're discussing locking a door by means of an external bar to ensure the door can't be opened. The concern is that it could be considered bona, the malacha of bona, construction, as much as you're making improvements to a structure attached to the ground, the home. And it could be permanent that way. A permanent sealing of the door would definitely be bona. So when it comes to this neger, this bolt, we actually have three levels of attachment to the door. We could have, or really, the halacha even true, there's four levels. But the Mishnah will just highlight three of them. One level is that it's simply totally detachable. It just sits on the floor, and when you want to use it, you take it up from the floor and you put it spanning across the door and doorway, sealing the door, making it locked. Then you could have it that it's attached to the door, or, you know, a string attached, like, say, the doorway, but when you remove it, so it's in the unlocked position, this bolt, the stick, drags on the ground, but it's still attached to the door. And then you have a third level, which is that even when you have the door in the unlocked position, meaning you've removed the external bolt, it's dangling in the air, attached to the door, or the door jamb. So, obviously, as they went up from sitting on the floor with not any attachment to dangling from the door while it's attached, you can see more and more evidently that this is something that's meant to open and close and therefore not considered to be a permanent improvement on the building, but just something temporary to open and close it. So the question is, which kind of bolts may one use on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, Neger ha-nigrar. If you have this middle case where the bolt drags on the ground, it's attached to the door or the wall, but when in the open position, unlocked position, it's sitting on the ground and kind of drags along the floor when you open the door. So then, no limbo but mikdash, you may use that to lock doors in the Beis HaMikdash of a loba medina, but you can't use it to lock doors outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the general rule is that ein shfus b'mikdash, the rabbinic enactments that protect Shabbos, don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash under certain scenarios. And that being the case, we're saying this is just a shvus, it looks like bona, like construction, isn't really construction, and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash we'll let it happen, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, where the derabbanans do apply, we will not let you use a bolt that is dragging on the floor. V'hamunach, if it's the kind of bolt that actually sits on the floor without any attachment at all to the door, just totally separates, kan v'kan aser, it's forbidden to use such a bolt to lock the door, both in the Beis HaMikdash and out of the Beis HaMikdash. That is to say, the Tana here holds that such a bolt is considered binyan midoraisa. You're making essentially a permanent sealing of the door, and it's an improvement to the building, and they've locked the door in a way that's sealed. That's called bona. So you can't do that even in the Beis HaMikdash because it's totally aser. Again, we're talking here about a bolt. The halacha is going to be like in the previous mission, like Rabbi Yossi, who said that we're lenient when it comes to the bolt that has a ball at the end. So according to Rabbi Yossi, who said it's permitted, he will be makel and say, since it doesn't resemble the kind of thing you lock the door with, on a permanent way, it's a temporary tool for opening and closing. So that's halacha. Therefore, you will be allowed to use the stick with a ball at the end of it, even if it totally sits, it's munach, sits on the floor. But in our Mishnah here, where it's just a straight beam without any ball at the end, you cannot use it to seal off the door unless it's attached. And in fact, we're going to say it has to be attached in a way that it's not even dragging, that it's suspended off the ground, according to Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamunach, if it's sitting on the ground, meaning that the bolt, the crossbeam, comes totally off and sits on the ground when it's not in use, that's Mutter B'Mikdash. That is only an Isser Durabban, because it looks like you're sealing your door, but it's just looks like it's a bona, not actually bona, and therefore it's a derabanan, and therefore you may do it in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's asur derabanan, because it looks like bona, v'hanigrar, but if it's attached to the door, it just drags on the floor, but it's attached there, so then you even, b'medina, even out of the Beis HaMikdash, you could use it, because it doesn't even look like bona. It's clear to everybody that this is a stick attached by a string to the door or doorway, and therefore it's not bona in a permanent way. It doesn't look like it. Therefore, everyone can use it. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that if it's attached to the door or doorway, so then you can use it in all events. If it's not attached, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the previous mission, which means you may use it if it's provided it's got a ball at the end of it. The halacha lemaisa, as the Shulchan Aruch passes it, is a little more involved and differentiates between a thick chain and a thin chain, and whether it's attached to the door or the doorway. I'm not sure how important it is to get into halacha lemaisa on this more than that. But the bottom line is, if it's permanently attached with a chain, then everyone agrees you may use it to lock your door at all events.